I'm fine. I have a little bit of a summer cold, but other than that, I'm great.
Are you excited about this cruise?
I am so excited.
You've done cruises before, haven't
you? I've done
you?
A couple cruises before. I've done the English Chamber Orchestra cruise a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing another one of theirs a few months in September after uh-huh. we do ours. So I've done some of these before.
What's your favorite thing to do on a cruise?
My favorite thing to do on a cruise is, of course, the Caribbean cruises and the Mediterranean cruises. I love to go to the beach and swim. I just love sitting on the deck and reading and meeting people and going to the buffet at night and
being pampered.
Being pampered. I love being pampered.
Tell me more about what's coming up for your season right before we go on the cruise.
Right before the cruise, I've got Tristan and Isolde, or as the LA Phil calls it, the Tristan Project, in LA and in New York in April and May. And then I'm singing a war requiem in St. Louis with the St. Louis Symphony right before our cruise in May. I have some recitals in Amsterdam and London, and I actually have quite a few Isoldes this season. I have one in San Francisco, I have one in Montreal, and then I have the one with the LA Philharmonic. So this is sort of my year of Isolde.
How do you like her?
I love Isolde.
Mm-hmm.
I love her because she's so complex and so complicated and difficult.
Uh-huh.
All the things my husband says about me. It's really true. When I first started working on Isolde a few years ago, we started talking about it, and I always like to talk about the characters I'm working on. He said, wow, she sounds a lot like you. Sort of difficult and sarcastic and, all those wonderful things.
Opinionated.
Very opinionated.
Except she does it with underscoring.
Yes, and I do too, actually. Yeah. It must be that Irish in me, you know?
Now, are you Irish or Scandinavian?
Yeah. My maternal grandfather was Irish. On my dad's family, English and Danish.
So you've got some Danish blood. You must be looking forward to spending time in Scandinavia.
I am. I've never been to Denmark. I've been to Norway and I've been to Sweden.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I'm in Sweden, people just come up to me and start talking to me in Swedish. They think I'm Swedish. So, you know, I don't know any Swedish. I know, you know, two words. And so I just smile and say those, you know. But I have to say, the first time I went to Norway, I took one of those little cruises through the fjords for 3 hours. And I had this feeling that I'd either been there before, you know, or that it was just where I should be. I can't explain it. But I do think sometimes we sort of feel that in our blood when we're in these places. So I'm really looking forward to this cruise because of all the Scandinavian stops.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
One question about the Elektra that got the rave in the New York Times.
Yes.
What was that like during Chrysotomus?
It was so thrilling. I've only sung it twice, once with the Cleveland Orchestra and then with these kids. And what the kids lacked in subtlety, they more than made up for with their enthusiasm, and it just was one of those most electric kind of performances you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those kids were playing like crazy, and oh my God, well, just to do it with Jimmy, and it was basically the same cast that did it in Cleveland. It was a thrill. But I gotta tell you, that role just takes it out of me emotionally and physically, and the two times I've sung it, I actually have nightmares about the subject matter. It's very disturbing for me.
Mm.
It's one of those roles that I love it and I hate it. You know what I mean? I love singing it, but it really makes me very weary. It's tough. It's a tough one.
I think that it's a perfect fit for your voice,
too. I think it is. And Jimmy said that several times. He said this role fits you like a glove. He said it's like he knew your voice when he wrote this,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I believe it because vocally, it poses no problems for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, yes, but vocally, it feels really perfect.
Do you have any idea what you might be presenting in your recital?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm pretty sure for the first recital, we'll do the Weisendonck Lieder,
mm-hmm.
And we'll certainly do some Strauss Lieder and probably some Joseph Marx Lieder. And then I'm sort of tossing around a couple ideas, but we maybe do something like the 7 early songs of Berg.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the cabaret recital, we'll definitely do some Harold Arlen. And I'm also planning to do some Gershwin and Cole Porter.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. All right, well, I think that's all we have for you.
Okay.
And thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome, and I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll see you before the cruise.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.